Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The death toll continues to increase in the Texas Hill Country as a result of the catastrophic Independence Day flooding.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, we've recorded 59 deceased in Kerr County. Among those who are deceased, we have 38 adults and 21 children.
A girls' camp in the area remains a key area of loss, according to the Kerr County Sheriff, with 11 campers still unaccounted for, along with a counselor. In total, the death toll across five counties is now more than 60 people. President Trump on social media said he has signed a major disaster declaration. Heavy rains expected today in parts of the Carolinas from Chantal, which made landfall as a tropical storm in South Carolina. It's now a tropical depression. Talks have resumed in Philadelphia between city officials and the city's largest union representing public workers. There's been no garbage collection during this six-day strike. This is ABC News. A music icon brought down the curtain on his performing career Saturday. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath played what Osbourne said will be the final live performance of his career in their home city of Birmingham, England. It was not just Black Sabbath who performed the 10-hour show, but other bands like Metallica and Guns N' Roses. Osbourne is 76 and suffers from Parkinson's. There were evacuation orders now lifted after an SUV plowed into a strip mall in Harriman, Utah, south of Salt Lake City, igniting a fire followed by an explosion last night. Tyler Hansen saw it.
We heard a big boom, and it was just like vibrating all around. And then, yeah, it's just been a huge fire, and it's been crazy.
Authorities say the SUV was involved in a three-car accident. The drivers were taken out of the cars before the explosion. They're hospitalized with various injuries. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 76 degrees at 1203. Look for gradually decreasing clouds today, turning less humid with a high in the low 80s. Mainly clear tonight, patchy fog possible, low 60, and lots of sunshine and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 83. And currently, once again, in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour, and our temperature is 76 degrees.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Sunday, July 6th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye report that on Wednesday afternoon at approximately 2:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Communication Center received a report of a farm utility terrain vehicle crash. The incident occurred on private property near Cuba Valley Road near in rural Hillsboro in the town of Greenwood. A UTV was being operated on a gravel surface traveling down a slight incline when the operator lost control in a curve on the right. The UTV overturned. There were two occupants, including the operator, age 12 and 11 were the people that were involved. They were both transported to Amplify Health by Gunderson St. Joseph's in Hillsboro, one by private vehicle and one by Hillsboro area ambulance. The 12-year-old sustained critical injuries and died at the hospital. The 11-year-old was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Responding at the scene were the Hillsboro area ambulance, Hillsboro Fire Department, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and later the coroner's office. The incident remains under investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. Also, the Vernon County Sheriff's Department reports the Westby Police Department is seeking help in finding a runaway. Ashton P. Volden, age 16, was last seen at home in Westby at approximately 9:30 to 11:30 Friday morning. Ashton is presumed to have walked away on foot at the time. A confirmed sighting of Ashton Volden was reported in Viroqua on Friday night at approximately 9:45 near Quillens. He appeared to be driving a gray Dodge Ram pickup, unknown to who the vehicle belongs to. If you have information of the whereabouts of him, please contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. An officer with the City of Dodgeville Police Department, assisted by multiple Iowa County Sheriff's Office deputies, conducted a traffic stop in the City of Dodgeville on Friday afternoon at around 3:30. As a result, Bree A. Jor, 25, of Minneapolis, Minnesota, was arrested on felony charges of possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture, compound, produce, or store methamphetamine, possession of THC, second fence, and bail jumping. Jor is also being held on an outstanding warrant out of Houston County, Minnesota, for theft or taking and driving a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, as well as a probation violation through the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Jor was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked and remains. Following the 4th of July holiday, the American Red Cross asks you to save a life by making a blood or platelet donation appointment to help power the blood supply through midsummer. While all blood types are needed, while all blood types are needed, donors with type O blood are most urgently needed. Two blood drives will be held in the area this week. The first will be held on Tuesday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be held Wednesday from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Making and keeping donations appointments now is critical to ensuring blood products are available for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions in the weeks to come. Don't wait. Add a blood or platelet donation appointment to your summer calendar by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program through July 15th. The grant program provides financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities for the public. Managers of a public and private shooting ranges that meet public access requirements or individuals interested in building a new shooting range are encouraged to apply. Ideal ranges are located near highly populated areas and offer educational programming for the public related to hunting and shooting sports. Ranges operating as a for-profit business are not eligible for funding. The grant program is administered as reimbursement grants for incurred expenses. All new construction must be compliant with the Americans with Disability Act. The 2025 grant cycle will have $600,000 available for range improvement projects. New this year, before submitting a completed application, all applicants are required to contact Sarah Brenner, DNR Shooting Range Grant Program Manager, at sarah.brenner@wisconsin.gov or calling 715-894-8666 or Brent Johannon, DNR Public Shooting Range Manager, at Brent Johannon, and that's spelled J-O-H-A-N-E-N, at wisconsin.gov or call 608-772-4928. Visit the DNR Shooting Range Grant Program webpage for more information about applying, eligible items, and resources. Winners in the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca's Lions Club's calendar raffle include Friday's winner of $500 on ticket number 719, Ken Glander of Germantown, Ohio, and Saturday's winner of $100 each are Ryan Salas of Avoca on ticket number 918 and Pat Neff of Muscadet on ticket number 436. WRCO News time is 12:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's Richland County History Moment.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's time to celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with Schmidt Woodland Hills, and someone is about to win big. The 60th anniversary vacation raffle is in full swing, and the grand prize is a luxurious five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida, complete with sun, sand, and sea. First prize, a three-night Northwoods getaway to Lac du Flambeau. Plus, exciting cash prizes and adventure experiences are up for grabs. Tickets are just $10 each or $5 for $45 and are available now at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners will be drawn July 17th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing. No need to be present to win. Call 608-647-8931 or email development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com to learn more. Sunshine, adventure, and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 77 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
It's called Reminisce by J.H. Wagoner. The following selection, titled Reminisce, appeared in the Richland County Republican on July 1st, 1869. It was under the title heading of 15 Years Ago. And now, for Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. Gen Web, Richland Books, Chapter 12, it reads as follows. Dated 1869, it was 15 years ago tomorrow, on July 2, 1854, that the family of C.W. Wagoner, of whom the writer was one, hauled up to a hotel in Richland Center. He then kept with what was one Colonel Ira S. Hazeltine after a tiresome journey by rail. It was steamer, then stage. They went from an eastern part of Ohio through the railway to Milwaukee, from Milwaukee to Madison, and it was, although a new road, it was still very rough. The trip from Madison was made by nearly 2 days of livery convenience by horse. All the surroundings observed in this new county was very different from those of the area that they had just left. The rude cabins, the rough roads, the wild scenery, these were in striking contrast to the comfortable dwellings that they had experienced in Ohio. It was a placid surface there, but the change was little lamented by the boys. Our range was much enlarged, and we enjoyed the freedom of the hills and valleys, the luxurious county offered a development of years. The first celebration of the national anniversary in Richland Center was on the second day after we arrived. The first flag unfurled in the breeze in the valley, which waved on July 4th, 1854. The first Liberty Pole, yes, Liberty Pole, was implanted in the soil of the village where the Stars and Stripes floated on that July 4th, 1854. A glorious day it was. No 4th of July seemed more grand since, because it was the first that we experienced. A handful of people comparatively participated in the observance of that day. Nearer to them now, no internal dissensions then. Good for one, good for all, the people of the surrounding county and the people of the village of Richland Center were all one. They sought the aid of the lowly cattle for purpose of pleasure and labor and the fat of the land. Wherever found, it was common property. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Farm Progress Days in Richland County 23 years ago, dated 2002.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, July 6th. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Janice Salmon is survived by 3 children: Richard Salmon of Soldiers Grove, Sue Salmon of Reedstown, and Timothy and Marcy Salmon of Wilton. 4 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, sister Dot Pinkham of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Eileen Molzoff is survived by her husband, Michael, children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Terry Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley. 11 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and siblings, Dean, Gary, Beth, Darlene, Lisa, Ginny, and Jan. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Claire R. Haig, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Hospital in Madison. A visitation will be held later in the summer. In lieu of cards and or flowers, Claire would want you to take a walk, bike or drive around Richland Center for a small period of time, either solo or with others, and visit with family and friends and enjoy nature. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Claire Haig is survived by his daughters, Polly and Martha, and Abby and Alex, a grandson, brother, Donald and Sharon Hulin, many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Claire R. Haig, 86, of Richland Center.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're still battling some cloud cover here across much of southern Wisconsin, but there is some drier air upstream giving more sunshine to northwest and central parts of the states. Some of that should start to work in here later this afternoon, and we should have quiet weather stick around into tomorrow as well with high pressure in control. Pretty normal summer temperatures, nothing too hot. We are going to watch for another weather system, though, sliding in from the west-northwest going into Tuesday. This system once again has some pretty moist air to work with, so don't be surprised if we see some locally heavy rain across the region. Behind that, things will quiet down just a little bit by Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. That will be quickly followed by another front rolling through on Friday with a good chance of showers and storms. Does look like a little shot of cooler Canadian air coming in for next weekend. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Gradually decreasing clouds, turning less humid very slowly. High temperature in the low 80s, north wind up to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, patchy fog, possible low at 60. Monday, lots of sunshine and seasonal, high 83. Monday night, increasing clouds, low 63. Chance of some showers late. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and storms likely with a high near 80. Heading into Wednesday, more clouds and sun. Spotty showers are possible, especially through midday. low at 63 with a high of 84. Thursday, partly cloudy, warm and sticky, low 62 with a high near 85. Friday, continued warm and muggy with showers and storms likely in the afternoon tonight, low 64, high of 85 degrees. Saturday, peaks of sun with some isolated showers possible, low in the mid-60s with a high near 82. You have yourself a great afternoon. Stay safe out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 76 degrees after a morning low of 69. Yesterday's high was 88, and we received 54 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1986 is 100 degrees, with a record low of 42 that was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 60. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:28. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.01, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. 2 juicy all-beef patties topped with 2 slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Last night in Home Talent League baseball action, Blanchardville beat Schulzburg Benton by a score of 9-8, and the Mazamani Casanova game that was supposed to be played has been postponed to 1 o'clock today. Other games that are going to be going on today at around 1 o'clock include our featured broadcast that'll be heard right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. That'll be Arena at Dodgeville. Pregame will start at around 12:40, and Phil Nee will be making the call with the first pitch at 1 o'clock. Also being played today include Muscadet at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Hollandale is hosting Wyota. It will be Ridgeway at Verona, Belleville at Argyle, Reedsburg hosting Middleton, Ashton hosting Black Earth. It'll be Cross Plains at Wanakee and Wisconsin Dells at Montello. Rookie Augustin Ramirez hit a tie-breaking two-run single in the eighth inning, and the Miami Marlins beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2 last night. Kyle Stowers homered for Miami. Ronnie Henriquez pitched a perfect eighth, and Lake Balcar retired the side on eight pitches in the ninth for his first save. The Marlins have won 10 of 12. Milwaukee reliever Jared Koenig entered with the bases loaded and no outs in the eighth and fanned Connor Norby. He then got Otto Lopez to hit into a forced play at home before Ramirez hit a two-strike line drive to left. Ramirez has 37 RBIs, which leads National League rookies. And the Brewers are going to look to take that series today. It's tied at one apiece when they take on the Marlins in Miami. First pitch will be at 12:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the pregame for that broadcast is currently underway. Other games going on in the majors today include the Orioles at the Braves, Reds at the Phillies, the Nationals are hosting the Red Sox, the Blue Jays hosting the Angels, and the Guardians hosting the Tigers. It'll be the Yankees at the Mets, the Rays at the Twins, the White Sox at the Rockies, Mariners are going to be hosting the Pirates, the Diamondbacks hosting the Royals, the Dodgers hosting the Astros, the Cardinals will be at the Cubs, and on Sunday night baseball, there's two games. First of all, Rangers at the Padres, and it'll be the Giants at the Athletics. Milwaukee first baseman Reese Hoskins is expected to miss the next upcoming games after he left the Brewers game against the Miami Marlins on Saturday because of a left thumb discomfort. Hoskins experienced soreness after he stepped off the bag and caught shortstop Joey Ortiz's errant throw to tag Eric Wegeman, out in the fourth. Manager Pat Murphy and a Brewers trainer immediately left the dugout and tended to Hoskins, who finished the inning but was replaced by Jake Bowers in the fifth. Hoskins attempted to grip a bat before the inning and told Murphy he couldn't continue. In his second season with the Brewers, Hoskins is hitting .242 with 12 homers and 42 RBIs. He drove in Milwaukee's first runs yesterday with his eighth career triple. Kayla Thornton, Gabby Williams, Kiki Irfan, and Sonia Citron will be making their all-star debuts in Indianapolis later this month as they were all chosen on Sunday as reserves for the game. Thornton has been in the league for 9 years and finally is getting her chance to play in the exhibition game. She was selected in the expansion draft by Golden State last year and has helped the expansion team get off to a good start. Williams has been in the league for 6 seasons, although she's missed time to play with France's national team. She's having a strong season for Seattle this year. And famed competitive eater Joey Jaws Chestnut has reclaimed his title at the nation's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest that was held Friday after skipping last year's event. Chestnut, 41, consumed 70 and one half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, falling short of his 2021 record of 76 wieners and buns. It marked the 17th win in 20 appearances for the Westfield, Indiana eater at the internationally televised competition, which he missed last year over a contract dispute involving a deal he had struck with a competing brand, the plant-based meat company Impossible Foods. Defending champion Miki Tsudo won her 11th title in the women's division. The event held outside the original Nathan's Famous restaurant dates back to 1972 and draws large crowds of fans. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hillpoint.
Come visit the Aiken School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
And we have this information to pass along from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Found on River Ridge Road and Sleepy Hollow Road, at the around the intersection of those two roads, a lab mix. The dog has a collar, and on the collar, the tag says Maisie, M-A-I-S-I-E. If you are the owner of this dog, give a call to 608-383-0399. Also lost, a male wiener dog mix, fawn colored, it does have a collar, was lost in the West Hazeltine Street area. If you find the dog, please give a call to either 608-570-0781 or 608-383-3129.
100.9 WRCO.
I got this cold white Russian in my hand. I got this turquoise sky and zero plans. I got this car full of smoke and gasoline, letting my mind unwind in my own jet stream. I'd love someone like you to come along for the ride. If you got nothing to do for the rest of the night, girl, I got this, don't gotta think too hard. Down with that, I got this. Yeah, I got this. I got this red sombrero and some black and mild. I got this pile of vinyl records coming back in style. You put the happy in my hello, make my son a brighter yellow. Just say hell no to that halo, girl, and let yourself just let go. Cause I got this, don't gotta think too hard. Can't miss, I know right where to start. Yeah, the only thing I'm needing is a girl to play the lead in this cool movie that I'm dreaming of right now. And if you're down with that, I got this. Yeah, I got this. Got this tailwind taking me into town. You got this work week that you wanna drown. We got a full moon fever on a hot country night. Got this Gibson tuned a half step down just right. That's right, I got this, don't gotta think too hard. It's a can't miss, I know right where to start. Yeah, the only thing I'm needing is a girl. Right now, and if you're down with that, I got this. Yeah, I got this. I got this. Yeah, girl, I got this.
Sunday after we go to church, I strip down to my boxers and my favorite t-shirt. She's out to the mall with all of her friends, and for a while there, I like to pretend that I'm the head of the house, I'm the king of the castle. For a few hours there, I'm not being hassled, not working too hard, not mowing the yard. Got the remote control in my hand. I'm the boss around here until she gets home again. And I pull 40-hour weeks and all I say is yes, sir. When the weekend comes, I'm taking orders from her. I love her to death, but I can't wait for the time till she pulls that minivan out of the drive. I'll be the head of the house, I'll be the king of the jungle. For a few hours there, I'm not in trouble. Not cutting the grass, not taking out the trash, just doing the best I can. I'm the boss around here until she gets home again. I'll be the head of the house, I'll be the king of the castle. For a few hours there, I'm not being hassled. Not working too hard, not mowing the yard. Got the remote control in my hand. I'm the boss around here until she gets home again. I'm not cutting the grass, not taking out the trash. I'm just doing the best I can. I'm the boss around here until she gets home again.
Tearing up since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Mile after mile after mile after mile, turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows, know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Can tell by the way you've been turning, man, now not your ordinary guy is gonna do. You've been waiting for that someone who can turn your head around. Well, now, honey, I'm that special one to you. Yeah, there may be a million fish out in that ocean, ocean. So you must find one that's right for you somehow.
You guys. Well, it's up to you. I'm here for years till the nighttime disappears. Mr. Right, oh, Mr. Right now.
Good afternoon and welcome to Home Talent Baseball. Today we have a winner for you as Arena's Aces travel to play the Dodgeville Knights in a battle of league leaders in the Western Section. Stay with us for the pregame show and a talk with Arena's manager Nick Larson coming up on the Home Talent Baseball pregame show.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Sunday league games today include Lake Mills at Fort Atkinson, Poinette at Cottage Grove, Muscadet is at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, Wyota is at Hollandale, Ridgeway at Verona, Belleville at Argyle, Middleton visits Reedsburg, Black Earth at Ashton, Cross Plains at Wanakee, Monona travels to Ryo, Columbus at DeForest, Wisconsin Dells at Montello, Jefferson takes on Stoughton, Evansville versus Utica, it's Albion playing Cambridge, and McFarland against Footville. And coming up here on the radio today from Riley Field at Centennial Park, the Dodgeville Knights hosting the Arena Aces. We'll have more about that game in a moment. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our team at Wilkinson Auctions is set up to help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. Our team has three auctioneers, in-house marketing staff, in-house legal support, online bidding experts, real estate sales, and loadout crews. Why hire multiple teams when we can take care of it all? You can hire anyone to sell your stuff, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Nick Larson joins us on WRCO Sports. Nick, how about that win over Hollandale? What most pleased you?
Yeah, Phil, it was nice to get back out there, and we had a real nice first inning that kind of set the tone for us the rest of the game. It was nice to get back in the win column and set us up for another big game on Sunday.
Right, I mean, you took advantage. They committed a couple of errors early on, but the key was you were putting the ball in play, weren't you?
That was the biggest thing, is just get the ball in play. The infield was playing a little fast, being dry weather, and put the ball in play and make something happen, and you just never know. And that's what the guys did.
Every time you send Elijah Ault out to the mound, you know you're going to get a quality start, don't you?
Yeah, isn't that something with Elijah? I mean, that guy is just, you ask him to do anything and he's going to do it. Doesn't matter what it is, any sport. The guy is just a team player, comes off the mound, just in the dugout, talking to the guys, telling them nice plays, thanks for helping out. Just a great guy, great, great team guy, and we're fortunate to have him.
And Ethan Wickman came on for a stellar job there, getting three outs and in three batters. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was nice to have Ethan. Our plan was, as we talked earlier, you know, we kind of had everybody ready to go for this game and trying to get it, and we got out to a nice start, and we kind of left it up to Elijah. How you feeling? How you want to do it? You want to keep going? And Ethan was ready to go, and not saying we got into a spot where we needed him, but we figured Elijah had enough, so we gave Ethan a little work. Kind of wanted to give him some more, but Elijah did what he needed to do.
So how do you plan to pitch Sunday against Dodgeville?
We're pretty fortunate. Again, like I said, our pitching's been carrying us. We'll start Nate. Nate will kind of leave it on his shoulders and go as long as he can, and Ethan had a nice little touch-up, so he'll probably come second off the bench, and we have Daniel Yonke maybe filling in if we need it, so hopefully we can get some run support early and get the momentum going our way.
That's one of your strengths, Nick. That's not what every home talent team has, but you've got a pretty good array of pitchers, don't you?
Yeah, it's nice. It's kind of next man up, whoever's ready. If somebody gets in a spot, they communicate well with each other, and the next guy's ready to go. Doesn't matter the situation. If we're down or tight game, it's a nice core guys we got there.
What makes this Dodgeville club tough?
Well, Dodgeville's always tough. Pat Riley, you know, has been involved a long time there, and it's a rival, and Pat always seems to get some good pitching, and the guys can hit up there, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, and hopefully we can get a little luck on our side and put the ball in play and see what happens.
Yeah, it's a big ballpark, kind of like your park too as well, where it's pretty tough. Home runs are kind of at a premium sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah, Dodgeville is an interesting park, playing up on top of the hill, grass infield, right field to right center, kind of runs downhill, and – It's it's a nice little setting, nice area there, and it'll be a fun place to play at. It always is.
Well, you're back on track with a win. Have you looked at how many wins you think it would take to possibly get a home game somewhere along the line here in the playoffs?
I don't really want to jinx this, but I did look a little bit last night, and I see we're 6-2, a half game behind Dodgeville and Verona. Obviously, we haven't played them yet with the big one coming up here, Dodgeville this Sunday and Verona the following Sunday. But, Sunday's going to be a big game to get us. I think that would put us in the spot to secure a home playoff game, which would be awesome. You know, the crowd, phenomenal crowd last night, and I think a playoff game in arena would be a real great experience for our guys.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good luck as you get ready for Dodgeville, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Phil. Thank you.
Nick Larson joining us on WRCO Sports.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, proudly brought to you by Schmidtwoman Hills as they celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at the stunning Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Whether you're a pro or just in it for the laughs, it's a day filled with connection, community, and a cause that matters. Enjoy prizes, refreshments, and great company, all while supporting compassionate senior care at Schmidtwoman Hills. Special thanks to community sponsors such as the Philback Family of Dealerships, Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, Compere Financial, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, the Richland Hospital, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and the People's Community Bank. Register now by emailing development@schmidtwoodenhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. That's the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
Your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Richland Center and Basketball have all the gear to keep your summer rolling. Get Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99 and freshen up with Little Trees 3-packs, 2 for $6. Need cleanup power? Sellers Blue Shop towels and crocodile cloths are only $19.99. Towing this summer? Get the Hopkins View Smart Trailer Camera for just $149.99. And for the finishing touch, grab Griot's Garage Wash and Wax. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Basketball and get the good stuff.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Meister Cheese, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
From Dodgeville Centennial Park, Riley Field, ready to go here with home talent baseball in just a couple of minutes. Both teams come in with a record of 6-2. The Dodgeville Knights, managed by Pat Riley, and the Arena Aces, managed by Nick Larson and Nick Jennings. And they're meeting at home plate right now with the umpires going over the ground rules and getting ready for today's ball game. The pitching matchup, Trenton Riddell. Trenton from the Dodgeville Knights, and he has not had a Sunday start in a couple of years. He'll be facing off against Nate Jennings of the Arena Aces. And as Nick Larson mentioned, quite a few guys in the arsenal. If Nate has any struggles today, but it's kind of a must-win in the eyes of both teams here today. So it should pose for a really good ball game for us to have on the radio this afternoon. Wind is blowing out just a little bit. Light breeze kind of out toward left field. But it is, again, a big ballpark here. Try and paste one out of here. Although I've seen it done several times. Last time we were here with Muscadet. Muscadet was taking on Dodgeville, and Muscadet late in the game had a struggle with pitching, and we saw three home runs total in the game hit out by Dodgeville. But today we'll see how it happens. Both teams know each other real well, and they'll meet today. They'll also meet coming up in a Thursday night league game in a week. And Dodgeville, with a busy schedule, will also be at Cazenovia in our area during the Cazenovia Festival 1 week from this weekend. But it's coming down there, the last home talent games of the regular season.